www.kamikaze-radio.de. Das waren eben so die Vorgeschichte von Common Enemy und jetzt machen wir weiter so mit dem, wie es jetzt aussieht. So, Justin, could you please tell me something about your band members? Who are the members and what they did? Or what they do, not what they did.
Okay, I'm Justin, I play guitar. My brother D is the drummer. Of course, he plays drums. Greg plays bass. Gary sings, and the newest member, James, who's actually the youngest member, he's only 18 years old, plays second guitar.
And how old are the others of you?
Gary is, I believe, 24 or 25. Greg is 25 or 26. Devin just turned 30, and I'm 32.
Yeah, okay, that's a nice mixture, I think.
Yeah.
Ja, okay, also die sind jetzt ja zu fünf, dabei sind der Gary, der den Gesang macht, Greg, der macht den Bass, den hat Justin früher gemacht. Justin, den ich jetzt am Telefon habe, spielt Gitarre, James auch und Dietank, sein Bruder, betätigt das Schlagzeug. Sie sind alle so im Alter zwischen 18 und 32, wobei der Neueste in der Band, James, ist, der jetzt die Gitarre betätigt. Okay, now what was your last album?
Our last full length was Living the Dream.
Okay, when was it published?
September of last year, September 2009.
Okay, and you had an tour for this album?
Yes, we leave for Europe actually in exactly 1 week, about this time next week.
Okay, and you have it's is it your third or fourth German tour in Europe you will did this year or do this year?
This is actually our fourth.
Fourth, okay. When you started your first tour?
When was the first tour? I believe it was 2004.
Okay, so that you had one every year, I think.
Every other year. I believe it was every 2 years.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Die haben jetzt die vierte Europa-Tour, die sie in Angriff nehmen und werden uns dann auch wieder in Deutschland besuchen, wie sie es jetzt schon dreimal in der Vergangenheit getan haben und werden wir natürlich mal gucken, wie das aussieht und auf jeden Fall erstmal fragen, wo die Konzerte sind. Do you know where your concerts in Germany will take place? When they take place?
Where would they take place?
Yeah, where and when?
Give me 1 second here, I can look quick. We start on the 20th, and I know the first show is in Berlin at the Tommy House.
Yeah, it's actually next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Next week.
Then you go to Münster?
What was that?
Then you go to Münster?
Okay. And then after that, we go to Lunen.
Yes.
And then, I apologize if I screw up pronunciation. I'm horrible with English, let alone another country's language.
I would say you play in Wunstorf. Wunstorf.
Yeah, Wunstorf.
Yeah. Greifswald. And,
Greifswald?
Yeah, Greifswald.
And then we go to Prague.
Yeah, so you do a lot of concerts in the eastern part of Europe.
Wanted to do the eastern part this time.
So, was your last tour more in the western part, like France or Spain or so, or do you prefer the eastern part of Germany? It's nothing in the north or so.
We actually prefer it all. Compared to the U.S., we'd rather tour over there.
Yeah, because I know that the fans in eastern Europe, not having more fun at the concerts, bring more emotion in, I think.
Yeah.
They are like to dance, they are pogo dancing and so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We found that all Europe is like that compared to the U.S.
Yeah, I know, because one of our, reporters, I did a show with him, and now he's living in America, in Iowa. And he already also told me that the punks in the U.S. aren't as hard as here.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Yeah,
the culture
Yeah, I think. Okay, also es sieht so aus, dass sie ja jetzt ihre Europatour starten. Starten sie am 20.05. in Berlin im gut bekannten Tommy Weißenbecker Haus. Dann geht's nach Münster und Lünen. Nachdem sie an den Wunstorf und Greifswald waren, dann ist der 24.05. schon, gehen sie ab in den Osten nach Prag und dann gehen sie nach Ungarn, Serbien und dann kommen sie wieder nach Deutschland, nach Tübingen und Frankfurt. Und also sie mögen es sehr in Europa zu spielen, weil die Leute hier einfach auf den Konzerten mehr abgehen, mehr tanzen und vor allem auch im Osten sind die Leute ja immer ordentlich dabei. So when do you start to travel to Germany? Is it on the 19th or a couple of days before?
We actually are gonna leave the 19th, that Wednesday night.
Okay, so that you fly to Germany and then you start your concert already the same day, or?
Yes. We're gonna fly into Berlin and then play Berlin that night.
And what about jet lag and so?
We've learned to deal with it.
Okay.
We just don't get any sleep.
Okay, if you can, then it's probably easy. And you fly with the economy class or business class?
The cheapest we can.
Okay, wooden class.
What was that?
Wooden class.
Yes.
Yeah. The casualties also told me that they just fly the cheapest one. The punkest class.
Airplanes are expensive. I remember the first time over there we paid a lot less, and it seems like every year it gets more and more.
Yeah, and it will get higher and higher. Ja, okay, also sie fliegen schon am 19., das heißt schon, sie fliegen am 19. erst nach Berlin, versuchen dann den Jetlag so weit wie möglich aus dem Weg zu gehen, was sie auch schon gelernt haben in den 4 Malen, die sie jetzt nach Europa geflogen sind, und fliegen, wie die Punker es so gerne tun, in der günstigsten Klasse, in der Holzklasse, und werden mit, denke ich mal, kulinarischen Köstlichkeiten aus der Mikrowelle versorgt. Okay, and are you working on a new album or so?
Actually, we started writing new songs. We have about 6 or 7 new songs. We'll be playing 2 of them live when we come over to tour for a new EP that we're going to do this winter, hopefully, and some new splits that we've been talking to bands about for actually 2 years. So hopefully there'll be new stuff come the end of this year.
Okay, this sounds like good work.
Yes.
Okay, now I will play another song of you. It's Tear It Up. From which album is it?
T.U.I.
Yeah? Tear It Up?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll play it. It's also just 1 minute that we will hear in, a couple of seconds.